The Tiger Who Would Be King by James Thurber. One morning, the tiger woke up in the jungle and told his mate that he was the king of beasts.
I am the king of beasts.
Darling. Leo the lion is king of beasts.
We need a change. The creatures are crying for a change.
The tigress listened, but she could hear no crying except that of her cubs.
I'll be king of beasts by the time the moon rises. Get these babies out of here. Get them out.
Go, 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 go.
Get them out.
Go, 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 go.
It will be an orange moon with black stripes in my honor.
Oh, yes, darling. Of course, of course,
said the tigress, and she went to look after her young, one of whom, a male,
very like his father, had got an imaginary thorn in his paw.
The tiger prowled through the jungle until he came to the lion's den.
Come out,
he roared,
and greet the king of beasts. The king is dead. Long live the king.
Inside the den, the lioness woke her mate.
Honey, sweetie, the king is here to see you.
What king?
Well, he says he's the king of beasts.
I am the king of beasts.
I know, I know.
He roared. And charged out of the den to defend his crown against the pretender. It was a terrible fight, and it lasted until the setting of the sun. All the animals of the jungle joined in. Some taking the side of the tiger.
Tiger! Tiger!
And others the side of the lion.
Lion!
Lion!
Every creature from the aardvark to the zebra took part in the struggle to overthrow the lion. Or to repulse the tiger.
And some did not know which they were fighting for.
Some fought for both.
And some fought whoever was nearest.
And some fought for the sake of fighting.
Psst. Hey, what are we fighting for?
The macaw asked the aardvark.
The old order,
said the aardvark.
What are we dying for?
The hippo asked the zebra.
The new order,
said the zebra. When the moon rose, fevered and gibbous, it shone upon a jungle in which nothing stirred. All the beasts were dead except the tiger, and his days were numbered and his time was ticking away.
I'm being treated horribly.
He was monarch of all he surveyed, but it didn't seem to mean anything. Moral. You can't very well be king of beasts if there aren't any beasts. That's James Thurber.
James Thurber.
1947.
This appears in the episode Sandbox Radio Redux, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on September 29th, 2024. Find the full episode with artist credits and the show archive wherever you get your podcasts and at sandboxradio.org.